So what gave you the idea to write a children's book?
Well, I guess I realised that children, like all of us, were really needing some reassurance, and kids' books obviously are a good way to do that, some escapism, and also I wanted to come up with a way of sort of empowering kids by writing a story that was, you know, where kids save the day, basically, with this mystery illness. So my daughter was asking me these questions about, you know, should I be worried about coronavirus, and I often tell her stories, and she enjoys learning through stories, so that's where it came from.
And, you know, the coronavirus, it's not an easy topic to talk about, you know. How did you kind of adapt it into a child-friendly way in the book?
Yeah, so I guess it's not to say that this is it's not a fact book about this is what coronavirus is or anything. It's purely something that was inspired by the concept of coronavirus. So I guess the idea of there being an illness that was rapidly going through a society, these strange solutions that people didn't necessarily agree with were trying to be implemented, those are the themes that I put into the story. Also, I should just mention that actually there has been a question and answer book for kids just published about 2 days ago in the UK on coronavirus. The Gruffalo illustrator has illustrated that, so that's like a fact book, whereas this one that I've written is just a bit of escapism and a story inspired by coronavirus.
And so obviously we don't want any spoilers, but can you tell us a little bit about the story?
Yeah, sure. It's about two siblings, Eve and Jem, and an elf called Bromley, and they head off one night to go and save the elves in Rosymere. When they get there, they have this plan for a solution, and it's something to do with music. and then they come up with a bit of magic to help with the social isolation side of things. And there's a bit of disgruntlement. The elves don't want to participate in this plan, but eventually they all get on board and the kids save the day, and there's a happy ending and everyone's cured at the end.
Well, I very much hope that that's how we turn out as well, especially if there's elves involved.
Would be good.
Yeah, definitely. So you have self-published it and you've put it out online for free. What was your kind of thinking behind that?
Oh, a few things, I guess. One was that I wanted to be able to get it out quickly, because it was really of the moment. I think there was a lot of coronavirus anxiety at the time that I wrote it, which was about a month ago now. So I just wanted to get something out there fast. And then the second thing is that so many people have taken such a financial hit that expecting people to pay for something, I just thought it would just be better to get it out for free.
It's such an amazing idea and so thoughtful from you, but I really want to know, what does your daughter think of the book?
She's a fairly harsh critic. So she's sort of, you know, she's really into Harry Potter at the moment. She's just, you know, got through her first Harry Potter book that I've read to her. So she sort of patted me on the head and said, "It's fine, Mum." But she said, I think it's a bit more for like four and five-year-olds.
Whereas six is very different, Mum.
Yeah. But no, overall she was positive. But
that's lovely.
It's not quite as gripping as J.K. Rowling, I don't think.
Well, it's only your first book. You've still got plenty of time to go.